The free trade agreement was signed 26 years ago. The border is worse than it was before it was signed. And it's not just national security fears, it's drug smuggling out of Canada, it's all kinds of things. And so we have all these other problems to consider. And I just thought, okay, well, let's imagine, and this is where it becomes a thought experiment, how we could merge these two. And I looked at the German thing where you just go headlong into a full-on merger where Canada gets 13 states and all kinds of money for its untapped resources and all that sort of thing, or a European Union type of merger and a lot of things in between, like a joint venture for the North.
How do you think that things would be different? Let's back up to the issue of China pressuring Canada for resources. How would it be different if the two countries merged rather than the United States and Canada today working together on who should be getting access to these resources?
Well, right now, Canada has the resources, the U.S. is the customer. And so that's the relationship. But there are issues about that. And the Chinese have made great forays into Canada. They made the largest foreign takeover anywhere in the world in Canada this year, a big oil company, which they haven't been allowed to do in other jurisdictions, developed jurisdictions. So we've allowed them in. Public opinion was dead set against it. We're having a problem getting the Keystone Line approved. The red tape bureaucracy along the border is choking our manufacturing and our commodities industries. We've got to get closer together to get this to work better and the way it could work. So whatever way in which that could be done is very important for us to consider, both countries by us, that's what I mean. And, you know, I look at Alaska. I look at how beautifully developed Alaska is. And not everybody may not agree with it, but Alaska has seven times the population of Yukon, Nunavut, and Northwest Territories. Three times the population. You have a heritage fund. You have royalty payments. You have railway. You have seaports. You have cities. You have an oil pipeline that was built in 8 years from discovery. We discovered oil and gas when you discovered Prudhoe. We don't even have a permit for the pipeline. So the problem in Canada is that the government is not interested, doesn't have the money, and it's been ignored and neglected. And the world is not going to let us leave it that way.
Do you think this issue primarily comes down to control of the Arctic and marshalling country resources to make sure that North America has adequate access to Arctic resources when there's this huge push coming from other nations?
Well, I think the Arctic is key, and I think it's in play. And then there's also the shipping aspect, because it's going to be the Panama and Suez canals of the future, parts of it. And the resources are awesome in Canada. And I think that the problem is Canada has become very dependent on the U.S. We're clustered along the U.S. border. We're militarily dependent, economically dependent. And, you know, and the Americans present, you know, probably the largest market for these potential resources going forward. And, you know, the world is not going to stay the way it is. And we can't just continue to expect that the G7, G8 countries are going to be on top forever. We're getting outdistanced, outstripped, and outmaneuvered, and we got to do things differently.
I talked to a reporter friend about this book who said, well, this is preposterous. This would never happen. Do you think that this is a feasible idea?
It's not preposterous at all. In 1985, a gentleman who was a member of the Liberal government in Canada did exactly the same thing I've done, and he spent 3 years with the Royal Commission studying what Canada should do because it was, again, facing existential challenges going forward. He came out with a shocking idea, and that was free trade with the United States was the only hope for Canada's survival. Everybody said it was preposterous. Everybody threw him, his idea, and his recommendations under the bus, and 2 years later, a deal was signed.